Process number 17, the focus wheel process. When to use this process? When you realize that your current vibrational point of attraction is not where you want it to be, or when you're aware that you're feeling negative emotion about something that's important and you want to find a way of feeling positive emotion instead, or when something has just happened that is not to your liking and you want to think about it while it's on your mind and change your point of attraction so it does not happen again, or when you're reaching for a feeling of relief. Current emotional set point range. This focus wheel process will be of the most value to you when your emotional set point is ranging somewhere between number 8, boredom, and number 17, anger. If you're not sure what your current emotional set point is, review the insert enclosed with this recording and scan the 22 categories on the emotional guidance scale. Through exposure to life experiences, people often arrive at beliefs that hold them in a vibrational pattern that disallows their receiving of something they desire. And even though those beliefs are not serving them, many people defend their continual return to those unpleasant facts, arguing, after all, they're true. We want to remind you that the only reason anything has manifested into a physical, tangible, definable truth is because someone has given enough attention to it to make that so. But just because someone else has managed to create their truth, it does not mean that it has any relationship to you or to what you will create. In your attempt to document the facts and events of your time, you often, without knowing you're doing it, hold yourself in patterns of vibrations that make it certain that you will confirm the truth, or some fact you're studying, with your own life experience. This is not because it is an undeniable truth that you're witnessing, but it is because in your attention to it, you've achieved vibrational harmony with it, and so the law of attraction brings a matching experience to you. Sometimes someone will say to us, "But Abraham, I cannot ignore this, for it's true." And we say, "It's only true because someone has made it true by giving their attention to it." You see, what you're actually saying here is, because someone else has given attention to this, and therefore, by the law of attraction, invited it into their own experience, I think I'll do the same. In other words, even though I don't want it, I'm obliged to create it in my own reality because someone else did. There are many things that are true that you do desire, and there are many things that are true that you do not desire. It is our encouragement that you give your attention to the things that you do desire and make those wonderful things the truth of your life experience. Most people, however, have not deliberately guided their thoughts to those things that feel good, and so, without knowing they're doing it, they develop patterns of thoughts that they now continue to repeat. Of course, some of your patterns of thought are extremely beneficial to you, others are not. And so this focus wheel process is designed to assist you in changing your vibrational patterns on those specific subjects that are not beneficial to you. It is a process whereby you can literally practice your thoughts into a better feeling and therefore into a better point of attraction. We recommend that you spend 15 or 20 minutes with this process anytime you feel strong negative emotion about something that has happened or whenever you wish to improve your feeling of clarity. Your heightened negative emotion is always highlighting a good opportunity to shift your energy on a subject because something that you have been living has brought it to a particularly focused position. And so now, as you apply the focus wheel process to it, you will be able to feel any improvement that you achieve in a more emphatic way. We recommend using this focus wheel process in any moment when you are keenly aware of something that you do not want. This is the process where you make a general statement that matches your desire. In other words, you're reaching for a match. And how do you know you found one? Because you feel a sense of relief. In other words, the statement soothes you. The statement feels just a little better. And once you find it, if you can focus there for a little bit, even amplify it or exaggerate it or remember something related to it, that is to say, if you can manage, once you find that gentle, comforting statement, to stay there for at least 17 seconds so that you allow another thought to join it, it will then give impetus to your newly stated belief. An example of the focus wheel process. Here's how to begin the focus wheel process. Draw a large circle on a sheet of paper, then draw a smaller circle, about 2 inches in diameter, in the center of the large circle. Sit back and look at the small circle and feel your eyes focus upon it. Now, close your eyes for a moment and turn your attention to whatever has happened that has produced the negative emotion within you. Identify exactly what it is that you do not want. At this point, say to yourself, "Well, I clearly know what I don't want. What is it that I do want?" It's helpful if you try to identify what you do not want as well as what you do want in terms of the way you want to feel about it. For example, I feel fat and I want to feel slender. I feel poor and I want to feel prosperous. I feel unloved and I want to feel loved. I feel deceived and I want to feel honored. I feel ill and I want to feel well. I feel powerless and I want to feel my power. Next, try to write statements around the outside edge of your large circle that match what it is that you do want. When you find a statement that's a close enough match, you'll know it. In other words, you'll feel whether your statement does not match and throws you off the wheel into the bushes, so to speak, or whether it's a statement that's close enough to your desire that it sticks. The reason the focus wheel process is so effective is because the statements you're writing are those that you have deliberately chosen. They are general statements that you already believe that match your desire. And the reason it works is because the law of attraction is so very powerful that when you hold a thought for as little as 17 seconds, another thought like it will join it. And as those two thoughts come together, there's a combustion that occurs that makes your thoughts even more powerful. Whenever you make a general statement, you're more likely to be pure in your thought than when you make a specific statement. So the power of the focus wheel is that you're making general statements that you already believe. And as you hold each of them for 17 seconds or so, it gives you an opportunity to offer a pure vibration that's more and more specific to your desire. So, let's say that you're preparing to do this process and you know that your intention is to eventually write, "I feel good about my body," or "my knee is well." But if you begin there, if the first little phrase you write is, "I feel good about my body," you can tell by the way you feel that the energy is not lined up because all it did was make you feel ornery and aggravate your awareness that you do feel fat or that your knee does hurt. So that statement was too specific. In other words, it's sort of like trying to jump on a train that's going too fast and all you do is just bounce back off of it. Can you imagine trying to get on a merry-go-round that's going too fast? You cannot quite get on yet. But if it slows down, you can, and then it can speed up. And as it does so this time, you can be comfortable on it. What you want to do is slow the wheel down, slow the belief down, so that you can get on. And then, once you do so, you can increase the speed of the vibration. Now, just by trial and error, you can choose another statement. You might say something like, "I know that my physical body responds to my thoughts." Well, that is a softer statement, and you already believe that, but that makes you a little mad at yourself, so that was not really a good starting point either. You feel around for something else, and you say something like, "For the most part, my body's doing all right." Well, now, you believe that. That statement feels all right. You're able to stay on the merry-go-round. As you write that around your circle and focus upon it, it feels pretty good. And then you make another statement. You might say something like, "I believe that the universe matches our vibration." You absolutely believe that, so that statement sticks. Then you make a statement such as, "This physical body has been very good for me." You believe that. That statement stays. You're beginning to feel a little better. You're beginning to feel a little sense of relief. You're not quite so mad at yourself. Your vibration is lifting. And so, let us continue to add power to this process of the focus wheel. As you find thoughts that feel good, continue writing them around the perimeter of your larger circle. Start at what 12 o'clock would be if you were looking at a clock, and then continue around to 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, and so on, until you have 12 statements that feel good to you. Since your thoughts are sometimes already spinning with such momentum that even though you want to change them, you cannot find a place to jump in, this focus wheel game is about finding a thought that is close enough to where you are right now so that you do not end up thrown off into the bushes, but where you can gradually begin moving toward the way you want to feel. It is a wonderful vibrational bridging tool. For example, let's say that you feel fat. Something has happened in your experience to bring that to the forefront of your mind, and you are, in this moment, feeling strong negative emotion about it. Take your paper, draw a circle in the center of the page, and within the circle, you could write the words, "I want to feel slender." Now, focus upon the subject at hand and try to find thoughts that match how you want to feel. Thoughts that feel good to you while you ponder them. Try to find a thought that does not throw you off in the bushes. "I can be slender again." This thought is too far from what you really believe, and while you want to believe it, you do not. And you can feel that you do not. And so because this thought does not feel good to you, this is an off-in-the-bushes statement. "My sisters are slender and beautiful." This thought does not feel good either. It points out their success and makes you feel your own lack of success even more. This thought throws you off in the bushes. I'll find something that will work for me. While this thought feels a little better than the previous ones, it still does not feel good. You've tried many things, but you believe that you've found nothing that works for you, so this thought just points out your past failures. This thought throws you off in the bushes. I know that there are others who have been where I now am, who have found a way that works for them. With this thought, you may feel a sensation of relief. You do feel a little bit better. Remember, you're not looking for the end-all solution here. You're only looking for a thought that feels good enough that it sticks, and this thought does not throw you off in the bushes. So, write it on your page at the 12 o'clock position, and now reach for more good-feeling thoughts. I don't have to do all of this today. That is another one that sticks. Write it at the 1 o'clock position. I'll find a diet that works. Off in the bushes. I don't feel good in my clothes. Off in the bushes. It'll be fun to buy some new clothes. Put that at 2 o'clock. That one sticks. My body will feel more refreshed. Put that at 3 o'clock. That one sticks. I will feel more vital. Put that at 4 o'clock. That one sticks. New ideas will come to me. Put that at 5 o'clock. You're rolling now. Well, I already know some things that will help. That'll go at 6 o'clock. Yeah, feeling better. I like taking control of my own experience. Put that at 7 o'clock. That one sticks. I'm looking forward to making this change. That'll go at 8 o'clock. That one sticks. I like feeling good. That one sticks. Write it on the 9 o'clock position. I like feeling good in my body. 10 o'clock. That one sticks. I feel good about my body. That's 11 o'clock. Yes, now after writing that on the 11 o'clock position, emphatically circle the words you originally wrote in the center of your focus wheel and notice that you now do feel a closer vibrational alignment with that thought, when only minutes before you were nowhere near that vibration. Abraham, speak to us more about the focus wheel process. You may have heard us say that your point of power is in the present, because even though you may be thinking about the past, or you may be thinking about the now, or you may be thinking about the future, you're doing it all right now. You're vibrating now. The pulse is now. The vibrational offering is now. So what is happening is, any creative tension between the summoning of the life force and the allowing of it to flow through you, the summoning and the allowing, is all happening right here in the now. So, here is the word that we want you to focus on for the next few days. Here you stand in this fresh place. We love the freshness of where you stand, and now we want to show you how to stand in this fresh place and align your fresh energy with fresh desire that will bring fresh and easy results. The focus wheel is the best tool that we have found to help you bridge a belief so that it matches your desire. Now, this is what we mean by this. The formula for creating anything, even let's say joyful tax preparation, is identify the desire and then achieve a vibrational match with it. Another example of a focus wheel process. So, just begin by trying to find a phrase that will let you onto the wheel. Write phrases that are close enough to what you already believe so that they do not throw you off in the bushes, so to speak. In other words, if you wrote, I'm enjoying doing my taxes, you're off in the bushes. If you write, I just think it's a wonderful thing that the government takes my money and squanders it in useless ways, you are off in the bushes. And so the goal is to try to find something that matches your desire that feels better. So, you could write something like, I like to be on top of my life. It feels good to meet my commitments. I like it when I do things in a timely fashion. I love the feeling of order and organization in my experience. Now, that might have been too strong a statement. You will know. You can tell by the way it feels whether it stays or whether it does not. So, through trial and error, you just keep trying. So then you say something like, I imagine that there are a whole lot of people who have felt like I'm feeling who now have this thing handled. That got you on the wheel. While the IRS taxing system isn't perfect, it's a mechanism through which our government runs. Now, did you end up in the bushes on that, or did you get on the wheel with it? Every year I'm getting better at this. I'm managing things more comfortably. I'll find ways to make it more comfortable. My taxes are a good incentive to help me sort of get organized and figure things out. The better it feels, the better it gets. Now, here's the thing we want you to hear. We have not solved anything. In other words, nothing has really changed. You still have your taxes to do. But the thing that we most want you to hear is that you're standing in a different place right now than you were before. In other words, clarity will come to you more easily than before. Memory will come to you more easily than before. an idea of where you left something will come to you more easily than before. In other words, all those scattered pieces of your life that are in piles and boxes and folders and bottoms of purses, all those pieces of information that are scattered here and there are coming together in your mind. In other words, your inner mind will begin to feed you in a consistent way, in a way that did not happen before you took a little time to align your energy with your desire. Whether it is a castle or a button, if you are using it as your object of attention, it is summoning life force, and it is the feel of the life force that life is about. The reason that you're summoning it is inconsequential. In other words, it is every bit as possible to feel as much joy in the preparation of your taxes as in the planning of an ocean cruise. Now, you might not believe that, but that is because you have not allowed the energy to flow through you toward that object of attention without resistance. You summon the energy because you want to do what you have to do, but then you divert the energy because you have all these habits or practice statements that do not let it flow. When you have energy flowing through you and you do not let it flow, it beats up on you pretty good. And now, because the focus wheel process causes you to focus for a longer than usual period of time on a specific subject, while you are deliberately reaching for thoughts that feel good, your point of attraction does change. By applying this simple but powerful focus wheel process to a variety of subjects as they come up in your life, you can effectively improve your point of attraction regarding everything that is important to you.